Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to talk about the first Mercury retrograde of 2021 as we're going to see Mercury in Aquarius retrograde from January 31st until February 21st. This is going to be a very active and dynamic Mercury retrograde. There are a lot of energies in Aquarius, and Mercury is going to be having conversations with multiple planets at multiple times during this period of retrograde. And we're going to look at what these energies are, what may be coming up, some of the strong themes, and how to best navigate this very interesting time with so much happening, so much going on, and a lot of uncertainty that is moving around the planet. So this Mercury retrograde is going to be activating a lot of information. Mercury is strong in the air signs, of which Aquarius is the third and final air sign. Aquarius is the 11th sign of the zodiac, and it's an energy of accumulation. What has accumulated over a full cycle? What has been gathered together? How can it be organized? How can the information work? How do the pieces fit together? And how can it be a cohesive message or understanding? How can what we've been moving through be seen from a higher perspective? How can it be understood in a new way? This Mercury in Aquarius is really going to bring about some new information and new understandings into our minds and ask us to see things from a higher perspective, to rework, reprioritize, reconsider where we've been mentally locked into something, and to understand that there's always more to learn, there's more to understand, and there are new perceptions that we can open up to as Mercury slows down and moves through a retrograde experience. Now, it's important to note that retrograde is only a perception from our planet, that it is not a real occurrence, meaning Mercury does not actually go backwards in the sky. It is something that we see, that we perceive from our location on Earth. So it is, in fact, an illusion. And it's one that actually works beautifully with our Earth's energy because Mercury is the fastest moving planet. And as it slows down and as it goes through the perception of a retrograde, it allows us to slow down as well and to look at what we've been accumulating, what we've been thinking, what we've been assuming, what the expectations are, and to make sure that we're not moving too fast. In other words, that our minds aren't getting ahead of us, that our brains aren't overtaking all of our energy. This is an opportunity to slow down, reel it back in, become more mindful, become more conscious, and become more centered and grounded without too much energy in the mind. Now, the Aquarius energy is very creative. It really wants to see and understand. It can be very much about how things work and where something new can be created. Aquarius is often avant-garde. It is forward thinking. It is of the future and futuristic. It's where the ideas can show up that seem very odd or very weird at times, but in some manner, it works. And one example of this would be back in the early 80s, there were a group of engineers and scientists who had this wild, crazy, clearly unheard of idea that computers could talk to each other without needing cables or cords, that somehow computers could interact in a way where they weren't physically connected. And this sounded ridiculous at first, because how could computers possibly talk to each other if they're not connected? Well, of course, this was the beginning of the internet, the beginning of higher understandings around technology, around how electronics could interact. And this, even though it sounded absurd, this idea is, of course, our reality now. And this is a great understanding of how Aquarius energy works. It's ahead of its time. It's thinking of new solutions, things that seem so absurd and so out there, until we're able to piece together a solution or understand how it could work. in some ways, Aquarius is from the future, and it's bringing energy back to our current timeline, back to Earth, and back to our human consciousness to figure out these solutions and to have more ways to evolve and to grow. So that is one thing that this Mercury in Aquarius experience can offer us, are new opportunities to see things from a higher vantage point and to evolve, to stay open to what is possible without thinking we have to know it all. In fact, it's the openness of the mind that allows for growth. And the Mercury retrograde period can allow us to go back and review what we have assumed, what we thought was certain, or what we were locked into, so that we can reevaluate it and really determine if it's an idea, project, concept, something that you want to really follow through with, or if there are shifts and improvements that can be made. And that review period is another gift of Mercury retrograde, where you probably see something you didn't see before. And with Mercury moving so fast, it's easy for us to overlook something or to forget a detail and to let it go or to assume that it's not important. But Mercury retrograde also allows us to sit in an energy to understand more of what is important to learn and to see. So Mercury retrograde in Aquarius is an opportunity to open up our minds and to look at other choices and other decisions that may be available to you now that weren't available previously. However, realistically, you could also have a sense of mental fatigue. You could feel mentally tired and drained. And if that's the case, this Mercury retrograde would also be an opportunity to give yourself a break, to have some downtime, to relieve your mind of anything that's been too busy, too active, too much. And of course, we are surrounded by stimuli these days. Everything around us, the information through the news, through social media, things on the internet, notifications on your phone, text messages and emails, all of this is Mercury. And in fact, all of it's Aquarius as well, because Aquarius is the domain of mass communications. So Aquarius is the internet. It is social media platforms. It is our phones and satellites. It's what is said and communicated that affects everyone, that we all sense, that we're all experiencing. And this Mercury retrograde period is going to bring up things for us to be aware of in these areas of our life. So we are going to be looking at technology, communications, the internet, social media, and changes that are happening there. And in fact, they're rather big changes because of how Mercury is going to be interacting with Jupiter 3 times over the next number of weeks. So Mercury retrograde begins January 31st at 26 degrees of Aquarius, and it goes until February 21st at 11 degrees of Aquarius. So this means that the shadow period begins January 15th and ends March 13th. So this is true for every Mercury retrograde phase, is that it's generally a 2-month period where the energies are under examination, where this part of your chart is coming up for you to look at and review. So it's between 11 degrees of Aquarius to 26 degrees of Aquarius. If you have any planets or points there, this is going to work with you more personally. You'd also want to look at the house where this retrograde is occurring for you, because that's where you are reprioritizing, reconsidering, and reviewing matters in that house in your natal chart. Now, this Mercury retrograde, as I said, is very dynamic because of how it's going to be interacting with Mars, Jupiter, and Venus. And it's also amplifying the Aquarius energies that are really strong. And those Aquarius energies are going to be incredibly strong during the Aquarius new moon on February 12th. So I realize this can be a lot of information, and I'm just going to go through it in a way that I hope is easy to understand and to be aware of. Mercury is going to be interacting with Jupiter in Aquarius 3 times over this next period of weeks, starting January 11th and 12th until March 4th and 6th. So when Mercury retrograde is interacting with Jupiter, Jupiter makes everything bigger. It's more noticeable. It's often clearer. There can be a positive energy coming through. It's very supportive. There is growth, opportunity, expansion. Mercury, the messenger, is about communications, information, stories, a lot happening, a lot circulating. So when Mercury and Jupiter are in a conjunction, meaning they're both together at the same point, there's bigger news, more information. Things can be amplified. There can be a sense of even exaggeration. And there's even a desire to learn. Tell me more. I want to understand more. This energy tends to be very strong and uplifting with Jupiter there. It means there's something that we feel open to, that we're ready for, that we're inviting in as a way to gather more details and more specifics. Now, this is where we also have to be very mindful of our words, what you say, what you write, what you type, what you speak, because that Jupiter energy is going to make it bigger. And it's going to have the exaggeration element to it that you want to stay mindful of. Your words can carry more weight. And they can also go farther. This is almost like you say one thing and all of a sudden it goes viral. And that can be both good and bad, right? So there is an energy here where we want to be very aware of our minds, what we're thinking, what we're saying, because we're getting messages from our future self at this time. With Mercury conjunct Jupiter in Aquarius, there's information coming through that you could feel really inspired by. You could feel very clear, very certain. You could have an understanding of what you want. And this can be very motivating. I feel that this is partly an opening into some new possibilities and potentials that we weren't aware of before. There's also an opportunity here where you're shifting into another reality or another timeline at a personal level, meaning you can understand how far you've come, what you've been through, what you've healed through, what you've learned. And this can be a rising up in your personal perception of yourself, of your life, of your world, of what you can create next. This is where Jupiter is very buoyant and it says, go higher, think bigger, consider more. And it takes us out of our limitations. It takes us out of what we thought we had to do or what we thought was expected of us. This is where the mind, if the mind has been limiting you, if it's been harboring a lot of fears, if it's been a place where you didn't know what to do next or what to think next or how something would come together, the Jupiter energy can bring in solutions. It can bring in movement. It can bring in next steps. Mercury is the messenger. Mercury is the energy of movement of the mind and of the legs. Mercury is where we want to do travel. It can be both short distance travel, but with Jupiter, it can be long distance travel. And it's the energy of where can I go to understand, to learn, to have new experiences. So there's a lot coming through here that I feel it as fresh air, new potentials, higher possibilities, and it's going to be working with us three times. So Mercury is conjunct Jupiter at 5 degrees on January 11th and 12th. Then Jupiter and Mercury retrograde are conjunct at 13 degrees on February 14th and 15th. Then they have a final conjunction where Mercury is direct again at 17 degrees of Aquarius. This is all at Aquarius on March 4th and to the 6th. So from January 11th and 12th until March 4th and 6th, there is a lot here for you to consider and reconsider around the possibilities of your life, opening up to a new pathway, a new direction, a new purpose. This is ideally invigorating. It's inspiring. It's something where you feel a yes. You feel confidence. Jupiter brings in a confidence that says, yes, I can do this. And when it works with Mercury, it brings that energy into your mental space, where if something was weighing heavily on you before, This is clarity. This is a sense of, I want this. I can have this. I'm going to go in this direction. I'm up for the adventure. When Jupiter and Mercury interact three times, there's a process underway where throughout these following weeks, you could have more details come in. There could be fine tuning, greater clarity, more specifics. A plan is coming together. An idea is taking shape or taking form. Perhaps even a project is becoming bigger. It's becoming better. Again, very positive energies. Now, what you have to stay mindful of is going too big or trying to do too much and making sure that you can reel it in and be clear on the next steps and what is necessary. But overall, this is a very encouraging Mercury retrograde when the energy is contained within you. Okay, so let me explain this a bit more. The Aquarius energy is both about the individual and the group and the collective. The way to make the most of Mercury retrograde conjunct Jupiter is to look at what you personally are developing, growing, and evolving, and to stay in control of that energy within yourself without letting it be dispersed or dissipated into the collective in a way that dilutes your life force. Because what can happen here is that there's an unconsciousness that you start to take in too much outside of you. That the Aquarius energy is very much about connection and belonging. It wants to know where it fits in, how do I relate, what is my piece of the puzzle. And so those are all very valuable things to understand or to work with, to explore. But this energy is actually about how you are really fine-tuning your mental space and how you're allowing it to be something that there's a strong filter. There's a strong filter of what comes in and what goes out, meaning you don't take on too many opinions or too much information. You don't let it be overwhelming. And if it does become overwhelming, you have a way to work with it or to harness the energy so that it doesn't bog you down. And I actually have a personal story around this that's been happening lately where I've had to choose paint colors. And at first, I find it to be very fun, very creative, a lot of options. And then I get to the point where, no, I just want to narrow it down. And this is for painting many rooms, not just one wall or something. So I went through all these various paint choices and I found a wonderful painter and I told him, okay, these are my color selections. This is what I want. And he comes in the door carrying a shoebox filled with those fans of paint colors. And if you've ever worked with a designer or a painter or anyone who works with colors and paints, there's these fans that show you all the different paints, the different tones, the different shades. And so he brings in this shoebox filled with options. And I was like, no, 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 this is not the direction I want to go. I don't want more choices. No, I want fewer choices. I want less options. I just want a decision at this point in the process. Because especially with paint colors, it's really never ending. And I was just mentally fatigued. I had decision-making fatigue around all these choices. And I was at the point where I was like, okay, I just want to make decisions. I don't want more options. This is something that could happen during this Mercury in Aquarius phase where you feel like, oh my goodness, there's more coming in. I thought I made a decision. I thought I made a choice. I was maybe eliminating things and that felt really good. So be aware of what's coming in that could be overwhelming and know that you can say no, that you need to put up boundaries, that you're mentally tired. And be sure and step back from it. We do have a lot of emphasis here on the mind, on what's happening, information, things going on in the news, in the world. And we're going to have to intentionally balance it by getting out of the mind, stepping away from decisions, stepping away from choices, especially if it's past that threshold of being interesting or creative or fun, there can be an energy of now you feel bogged down by the mind, by the decision making, by everything going on. So we're going to have to navigate this responsibly and just stay aware of it. Where if there's some days that you're just mentally drained, then those are the days that you do something in the body. You do something through nature. You do something that gets you out of your head. It's listening to music. It's doing something where you're active and you're moving and it doesn't feel like your mind has to keep going and keep figuring things out. This Mercury retrograde could be very intense in that way. So stay aware of how much you're relying on your mind and give yourself a break. If somebody walks in with a shoebox filled with more choices, you might have to say, I can't do this right now. I need a break. I need more time to think about this. Or even to make sure that, you know, you're getting other people's thoughts or other people's opinions or their input. Aquarius is the collective, and it's where we can have really interesting conversations, really interesting developments around what's going on, different viewpoints, different understandings. And yet the mind has to be open to those differences. Perhaps you've had a conversation with someone before where you were sharing something or they were sharing something, but one of you or both of you really weren't open to what the other person had to say, and therefore the conversation isn't productive or it's not interesting. Aquarius is a fixed sign, and the fixed signs tend to like stability and reliability. They don't like surprises. They don't want things out of the blue, and they have to be open. In other words, the door has to be open in order for the energy to flow. So keep in mind that you might experience some situations or conversations where people aren't open to a conversation. They're not open to discussing a topic. They're not open to sharing or doing anything differently. And that's also important to stay aware of, because with this very strong mental energy, people could be locked in to an ideal, locked in to what they want, and locked in to only their perception. So stay aware of that, of course, in yourself as well. And the retrograde energy is the reviewing of those mental locks. It's reviewing what we assumed or what we took for granted or what we thought was accurate and true. So there is a big review process here that's coming up, and it's working with the collective. It's working with all of us at a collective level. I also feel like this energy during the retrograde has a lot of, I'm going to say, uncertainty to it. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of things happening around the planet that can even feel frantic and unsettled. And it's like this reverberation of energy that is moving around and can feel very unsettling. And that is part of the Aquarius electrical circuitry, if you will. It's that energy of a pulsing life force that doesn't feel grounded. It doesn't feel reliable. It actually can feel like chaos, like it has that frenzy to it. And that is something that we're going to be feeling individually and collectively with all of this very strong Aquarius energy, is that there's a lot flying around, there's a lot happening, there's a lot moving, and yet it can feel very uncertain, and that we don't know what to do. It's almost like if you've ever been really energized physically, like your body wants to move, but you don't know what to do. It's almost like there's a shaking energy here, and it's going to be really important to move that energy physically, especially during the retrograde phase when there's just so much moving around that you might not know what to do, what to choose, where to go. And I feel like one of the best things to do is to bring the energy into the lungs and to do a lot of deep breathing. Aquarius is an air sign, and it's really looking at what your lungs need. It's really breathing down deep into the belly. It's really making sure that you're slowing down your system. You're slowing down your energy field so that you can be in this moment, that you can be consciously grounding yourself. And again, not allowing the mind or the chaotic energy to dominate or to take control for too long. So this is a powerful energy coming through, and it feels like it's really going to be the strongest the middle of February. So February 10th until the 12th, we're going to see this Mercury retrograde squaring Mars in Taurus at 17 degrees. And this square is usually one of an argument, of discomfort, of something being said that's very frustrating. There's a clashing here because they're both in fixed signs that don't want to budge. And this is where it could be new information or changes are happening, and it disrupts what that Mars in Taurus is wanting to build and develop. But the Mercury retrograde can also bring in new energies. It can bring in new information that was missing or something else that's important to consider before going forward. So right after Mercury retrograde squares Mars in Taurus at 17 degrees, we're going to have an Aquarius new moon with six planets in Aquarius: Sun and Moon, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn, all in Aquarius. So the Aquarius section of your chart is going to be very alive, very dynamic. This new moon is at 23 degrees of Aquarius, although the planets in Aquarius are going to be at different points, ranging from 6 degrees of Aquarius until 23 degrees. So you're going to have an energy coming in that's asking you to open up to where you're going now, the new plan, the new vision, the new direction, and it's giving you that boost of energy. The energies of February are really fascinating in how they connect us to future timelines and to a new reality of our life. A new reality. There's change happening. It's very big on the planet right now. But for us personally, there's deeper change that I feel is coming through from the future, from other timelines, other realities. And in fact, this Aquarius new moon feels like a portal. It feels like a timeline change, and it feels like it's opening us up into this next part of ourselves that's been waiting for us. And this Mercury retrograde phase is important because it's bringing you messages around what's possible in your life now. It's showing you some new hints, some new whispers, some new things to be aware of, some new concepts, new ideals. And it's an opening up that is meant to lift us up, lift you up. So keep in mind that, yes, there's a very strong focus on these Aquarius energies in our charts. And this is where we could really need some clear grounding. And we also need to make sure that we're checking in with our heart. Because all of this energy that's very cerebral and very mental can take us out of what the heart needs. What is important? How are you feeling? How are you feeling about all of this? And what does it mean for you at a deeper level? Now, when the planets then move into Pisces, we're going to have new understandings around how it feels. And it's a very intuitive energy. But we're meant to have this spark of life in February. And that's a great word to describe Aquarius, is that it is very sparky. It's very electrical. It's very juicy. And there could be a sense of rising up and moving into a new life chapter that is divinely timed. And perhaps you wanted it to start sooner, but it really wasn't time. I feel like this Mercury retrograde is giving you the steps, the information, the details, and the particulars around where you're ready to go next. Now, another energy that's unfolding here during this Mercury retrograde time is that Venus enters Aquarius on February 1st. Venus is the feminine energy. It's how we receive. It's how we want to be loved. It's how we feel love for ourselves, how we develop confidence in ourselves, in our hearts, in our feminine needs, in our belief that we are worthy, we are loved, we are supported. And as Venus enters Aquarius on February 1st, she then makes a conjunction to Saturn at 5 degrees of Aquarius, February 6th, and also sextiles Chiron. So what this means is I feel like this Venus is getting some clear understandings around what her heart really needs that maybe she didn't see before. And it's based on who you are now. And as we move through life, our needs change. What we need shifts. And there's something here where this Venus is bringing your awareness into something that maybe you overlooked or you didn't feel you would ever receive. But I feel like when she makes this conjunction to Saturn, there's something where a manifestation can be real. And you know, typically Venus conjunct Saturn is a reality check. It's a reality check around money and finances and relationships and how you're feeling. It can be sometimes a heaviness or a burden, but because Venus is conjunct Saturn, sextiling Chiron, there's an energy here of a new clarity around who you are now, what you want to create in your life that feels really good to you based on how far you've come, based on the work you've been doing, based on what you've already been moving through. Like this Venus can be very matter of fact. And I see the energy coming into both the heart and the third eye. I see it as a diamond energy, like a clarity, a sense of this is what I really need in my life. This is what feels good to me. This is what I'm ready to receive. So there can be a reprogramming here around what you're ready to receive and experience based on what you've moved through, what you've healed, absolutely what you've healed, and how you've grown into more of a fullness of who you are. Then we have this Venus conjunct Jupiter on February 11th and 12th at 12 degrees of Aquarius. And then we have Venus conjunct Mercury and Jupiter at 13 and 14 degrees of Aquarius in the middle of February. So there's really this power period of energy. We're going to call it February 10th until February 17th. So a good week in the middle of February where there's a beautiful dance between Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter. And there is, I feel it as a reprogramming, as something being recalibrated and then planted energetically within. It's almost like light codes, it's downloads, information streaming through. And I'm feeling this at the spiritual energetic level. This can obviously be very strong in the world at large, in the collective, with a lot of information happening, a lot of things transpiring and moving along. But at an individual level, I feel like we have potentials to download some very clear messages, some very clear heart understandings that could feel like these bursts of love. Like it's like this bursting energy coming through that reminds you of a sense of self, of a soul level love that connects you to something, or it connects you to someone at a very deep level. I mean, this is soulmate energy that you can't deny, that you just feel it. You know it with clarity and with certainty that it's there. This can be a truth permeating your being. This is an energy of growth, of expansion, of positive developments. There's a lot here that feels like it sparks up the energy systems, even maybe at a cellular level, but there's a spark here coming through that you can't deny. It's sort of like there's information and clarity. And in fact, some people could feel it at a very mental level, but I feel the full energy stream coming through where it's a higher sense of self that comes from a higher love. A higher love of energy is streaming through. And so this is Venus conjunct Jupiter. And then the Mercury there is interesting because Mercury's retrograde, so Mercury's a little bit weaker, if you will. That means that our mind is wanting to figure it out, wanting to know a plan, what's the next steps, what do I do with this, how do I organize the information, how do I put together a project, or how do I communicate something. It's all coming through, but it's going to flow with Venus and Jupiter there, meaning if you can get out of the mind and go into what the heart is telling you or what the heart is feeling, there's information that only the heart can deliver. And I think it's so lovely that this is happening over Valentine's Day, which I like to call the Day of Great Expectations. Valentine's Day being, of course, the day of expressing love, but it's in the sign of Aquarius, which is collective energy. So it's love for humanity, love for differences, appreciating others in our lives. And I know that there's a focus on romantic love, but romantic love is actually more of a Leo energy. This is the Aquarius energy of how we infuse the planet with love and how we are receptors of love that interact with each other. So there's something really special about the middle of February as we have this beautiful dance of planets in Aquarius, activating the collective energy field, working with us each individually, helping us reprogram and also let go of what we've been through that maybe we're hanging on to. Almost like the debris or what is out in the peripheral energies. It's like that can all be cleared away. It can all be swept away. There is the potential to have a lot cleared out and removed if it's not in alignment with what is coming through in your heart, if you're getting these new downloads, inspirations, directions to follow a new path. There is a clarity here where everything else will fade away or shift out of gear, shift away, and there is a new direction to follow. Now, when Mercury stations direct on February 21st at 11 degrees of Aquarius, this is when you could get a sense of priorities, what's worth your time, energy, and effort, especially anything that's been under review, anything that you've been trying to figure out, piece together, bring together. This is a time where we're meant to be following what's true for us. And I feel like things could get rocky or bumpy if you veer off that path. It's almost like the answers are within your personal navigation system. And there's a deeper knowingness that's coming through. And that is part of the Aquarius energy. It's a knowingness. And you might not know it mentally during Mercury retrograde, meaning you could be figuring it out, gathering details, gathering specifics, because of a deeper knowingness of what is true for you, what is correct for you, what you want next, what matters, what is a priority, and what vision you're following. This Mercury retrograde is helping you get in alignment for what you're going to create for the rest of 2021. And that's because after we have Mercury retrograding in Aquarius, we're going to see Jupiter come through the rest of Aquarius and amplify what we figured out, really support, develop, and grow whatever you've gained clarity on, whatever direction you're following, whatever path you want to move in. The Jupiter energy opens it up, helps it expand, helps it be easier, brings in some opportunities and some benefits. So this Mercury retrograde is really important because it does show you what's possible throughout the rest of this year. Then we're going to have Saturn in Aquarius come through and cement this area of your life for the next 2.5 to 3 years. As Saturn moves through Aquarius and says, okay, it's time to put in the effort here. Let's put in the work and take on these commitments and these responsibilities that you've come to understand are very important to you. They're in alignment with your heart. They're in alignment with who you are as an individual. They're in alignment with where you're going next to create your life and new dreams. So this Mercury retrograde is very important, and it's key to understand that a deeper knowingness is guiding you right now, even if our minds are trying to figure it out or gather the details. And I do talk more about the Mercury retrogrades of 2021 in my program, 2021 Soul Growth Astrology, that is 6 individual webinars going through all the main astrology of the year, including the 3 Mercury retrograde periods. So be sure and check that out if you haven't done so already, because that program is designed for you to see what's happening in your natal chart, for you to follow along, see what's being emphasized, see where the Mercury retrogrades are happening for you, and to understand more of what this year is going to be bringing your way. Do keep in mind that Aquarius energies are connected to the internet, technology, science, space, mass communications of all types, and that there could be bumps in those areas of our lives. So make sure that you're backing up everything, you have extra copies, you've downloaded things that are important to you, you keep it on a hard drive, there's things that you're protecting. This could also relate to anything stored in the cloud. There could be issues with the cloud storage systems. Websites could be down. There could be problems uploading and saving documents and files. I mean, these are all the things that show up as inconveniences and headaches for us. So make sure that you've backed things up, you have duplicate copies, and that you've taken the necessary precautions to make sure that you have what you need and that nothing is lost. That's really important. So as always, thank you for joining me for this podcast episode. I'll be talking more about Mercury retrograde as we move through it. I do the weekly show every Wednesday, and we'll be touching bases on what's happening, the energies that are coming through, and what's showing up. So this will be an ongoing topic of discussion, but I hope this show has given you some good insights into how to navigate these energies, as well as some themes that could be showing up for you and how to make the most of them. You can find out more about my current astrology programs over at mollymccord.online, which is where I also offer business development courses. I really want to help more entrepreneurs and those of you doing work on your own to develop and grow your business this year. That is one of my driving intentions. So I will be offering more programs that support you, and those will be coming out throughout this year. So I look forward to going on this wild ride of energies with you in 2021. Thank you so much for your time, energy, and effort, and I will see you back here soon for our next podcast.